We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the exclusive radio home of the Chicago Bulls. Sports Radio 670 The Score and on the Odyssey app.
Ball game over. Bulls win. Bulls win. Bulls win.
Live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We are WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The Score!
Oh, hi, Mark.
That is a hell of a walk-up song, isn't it, Mark Rohde? Isn't it?
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Dirty Frank is one of those songs where every time I hear it, I like it, and I get something different out of it every time. Yeah. Come on now.
So it's a good walk-up song for you. You've used it for years. This is actually your show. You're not on that show, but now you're on the show. What about... how would it compete with the trumpets as a closer's entry song? You know, it's not Hell's Bells. It's not the trump. It's not Narcos. It's what? How would that be? How would Dirty Frank? Because there's that scream.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. I think that in unison, the crowd would do the, I don't know what you call that, the attack by Eddie Vedder. The oh, by Eddie Vedder.
The attack.
Yeah, play it again, Sean. Play the music. I'll show you exactly where the crowd will go crazy. Go ahead, Sean. Ready, crowd? Here we go. All at once. 40,000 people. Ready? That's it.
Yeah.
And then the closer is pumping his fist in unison with the crowd. Come on, man.
Yeah, walking
Pearl
right.
Pearl Jam. Dirty Frank, because I always get people ask, what was that song? Dirty Frank, Pearl Jam, funky rock.
Here you go. That's Mark Rohde. That's his walk-up music. He's joining me on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. And by the way, Mark Rohde, along with Gabe Ramirez, this Score broadcast bonanza. Join Gabe and Mark for the Miller Lite Top Draft Tuesday. They'll be at Kenny's Irish Pub, 917 West 55th Street in Countryside from 6 to 9 p.m. on Tuesday. While you're enjoying the broadcast, register to win future Bears tickets and other prizes brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time.
Bears.
So you did this last week, right? You and Gabe? You and Gabe yeah. Wow. So
we were hanging out in Lincoln Park at the Broken Barrel. We had a blast. We had a good crowd. We had some fun interacted with the patrons of the bar, which is always fun. So we'll be hanging out in Countryside, like you just said. And I think it's really a life hack for me that I get reminders and learn about things on the radio. It's great because sometimes I forget my schedule. I'll be driving around, then I'll hear the problem. I'll be like, oh, yeah. People are like, can you hang out on Tuesday? No, I can't. I just heard on the radio I'm going to be in Countryside.
Countryside. Kenny's Irish Pub. We're just going to keep mentioning that. So Mark knows where he has to go. He's got.
It really happens. I'll be driving around, and I've been told, of course, but I just sometimes I'm not very organized, and I'll be driving around, and I'll hear, oh, yeah, that's right. I can't do that dinner on Tuesday. I'm going to Countryside. But Gabe and I have a blast working together, and I think we're good in public, too. because we're both we like to talk to the public. You know what I'm saying? So Gabe and I are a good combo.
You guys, you do. You guys.
You guys are men of the people, man.
Yes, we are. We are men of the people. We are.
Yeah.
Truly.
Mark Rohde, Gabe Ramirez at Kenny's Irish Pub, and it's one of the friendliest petting zoos you can find. That's the way we'll put it. Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
So yeah, so you'd be so back. It's Tuesday at Kenny's, and then Monday in Foxborough, and this weekend, at some point you'll fly out. But then you're at House Hall, and where you've been reporting on these, on this mini buy bye Bears, and it's time for What Mark Heard, a near award-winning segment on The Score. So you go, guy.
Let's do this. This works really well, the first cut I want to play, because I heard you just talking to the great Jay Hilgenberg, with whom I get to work on the pregame show on BBM. He's one of my favorite people in that entire crew of guys, and they're all great guys. So that's saying something. When you could stand out amongst that group, that is something. But anyway, what caught my attention with him is that he was talking about the difficulties of pass blocking, that essentially is one of the most difficult things that an offensive lineman can set out to do. And even before that, just to confirm a little bit of what Jay was saying, Luke Getsy was being grilled a little bit on that. Hey, man, you know, you guys are great with the run blocking, but the pass blocking has been pretty bad. So here's Luke Getsy on that.
Pass blocking is one of the hardest tasks in this league. I don't care across any position. Like, the defensive line in this league is like just those, they're amazing players. They really are. They make it so hard. And so pass pro is like, I would imagine most evaluators don't even watch run blocking as much because the pass pro is so hard. So it's why you have to run the ball. That's why you have to use play pass to help alleviate some of that. And then when you get into the obvious passing downs, and you have to try to find different ways to kind of keep them accountable and not let them just run off the ball as fast as you can, because we got an unbelievable task again this week with what we got to face up front.
What do you think, Steve?
Well, Jay kind of explained, maybe Jay should talk to Luke Getsy.
Maybe they have talked.
Maybe he should talk to him and say, look, you know how to run the ball. Play action follows that. If you can run the ball effectively, you've made play action more effective, and offensive linemen love that. And that's he found it. The way he phrased it, he said that was the best part of the job, because you have a chance for a big play, and it's all run off based on what you did in the running game. Maybe they should talk to each other and use that. I don't know. If Luke Getsy knows all this, then it should be, I don't know, more often is.
Yeah, well, I think that what has to be distinguished here for Justin Fields is the pocket collapsing, or just the feel of it collapsing. Because sometimes he doesn't distinguish well.
Yeah, you
know,
that's
true. Right?
He said that.
Yeah, sometimes he thinks the pocket is collapsing, but it's really not. So while there, the problems have been obvious on the offensive line, it ain't all the offensive line. But you do have two very inexperienced tackles still. You know, that plays a big part when we're talking about the protection and the speeding up of the clock and what Justin Fields is seeing out of his peripheral vision. So, yeah, I think that was Luke Getsy kind of pointing out, or maybe just a little bit of frustration, like, hey, you guys are on us for the pass game here. It ain't easy, but, you know, no excuses.
Okay. Mark, you were on the show. Do you know I do, but I want you to rate this. We have at 11:51, Sean Sears put up a web poll. I don't know if we ever did a web poll. It's certainly been a long time. We did a web poll for Cub fans, which sucks more. See, the NLCS is the series for both baseball teams. In the Cubs' case, which sucks more, Schwarber hitting home runs or Darvish looking like an ace? And 154 people have voted since 11:51. So that's almost 20 minutes. I don't know. I'm stunned anyone voted. This is Saturday Suckage, and there they are at some point. So what do you think?
The answer is Darvish. The answer is Darvish. You know why? Because Tom Ricketts inexplicably traded him at the beginning of that year. What was it, 2 years ago? That was
It was December.
Got all those high school kids to stock up the farm system. But I think that's the answer. You know, the weird thing about Schwarber is Schwarber fits in a very special category for me, and I wonder if other Cubs fans agree. I just root for the guy. I still root for the guy. You know what
of
I mean?
Of course.
It's not like there was a bad parting of ways between the fans and Schwarber. The fans still, I mean, they didn't pick up his option. You know, if anything, there's some embitterment from Schwarber's side. But look, here's the thing, too. Cubs fans, you will have always gotten the best, no matter what Schwarber does. I don't even care if Schwarber wins an MVP someday. You will have gotten the best out of Kyle Schwarber because of the magic that he performed in 2015 and everything he did in 2015 in the wild card game, in the towering home run against the Cardinals, and then obviously in what he did in the World Series. Like, it's never, I hate to say this even for Schwarber's sake, young man, it's never going to get better for you. It's never, even if he wins back-to-back MVPs, it will always be his time with the Cubs that will be most cherished.
I don't know. Winning a World Series in Philly would be something special, the Schwarberian, as they're calling him in Philly. Nah. But you're right, from the home run that landed on the on the video board.
Oh,
and
it's like the original movie. You know, the sequel is not going to be as good. It was all so fresh. Right. It was so real. It was novel. It's never going to be novel again for Schwarber like that.
And then starting the rally, coming back from the knee injury, working, amazingly coming back and starting the Game 7 extra inning rally. It was just – that was just great. Yeah, you're right. Anyways, I can't believe 174 people have voted. I'm surprised by this. It's at the
like
score.
You,
yeah, it's at Twitter on the score's Twitter site, 670 the score, which sucks worse, Cup fans. Okay, speaking of suckage, let's go back to the Bears. What's next on what mark?
All right, we're doing there's a coordinator theme we're doing today because the coordinator spoke yesterday. This is all pretty fresh. I didn't get to go on the air yesterday. So let's go to the, believe it or not, we're going to hear from the special teams coach, Richard Hightower, very popular guy out at Hal Salt, gregarious dude. He seems to like talking to the media. But with the problems with Velus Jones Jr., that's why the microscope is on Richard Hightower and who's going to be returning kicks, punts, and all of that stuff against New England.
But I can tell you that they're all in competition right now, and they're all working hard.
Who else is in that competition?
Yeah, so all the guys you saw return in preseason and all the guys that you see out there at practice, Bo Jack's in there, Eddie Jackson's in there. He's in that competition. Blackwell can catch punts. He's in that competition. Dante's in that competition. Just to name a few guys.
On the one that did fumble, what was your diagnosis for him on what went haywire for him there?
Sometimes these rookies don't ever get a chance to see a 5-1 ball. Anything over 5-0 is really good. So that ball's hanging up there a ton. And then it's a 54-yard punt at 5-0, 5-2, 5-3 with guys bearing down on them, getting ready to hit him. You have to see it off of the foot. When the punter does his drop, you have to catch it off the foot, and you have to get your feet to the spot before the ball comes down and get settled. Anytime you see a returner that's feet are moving as the ball comes down, we call them happy feet, his feet want to be settled so that he can be underneath it and either slide left or right or come forward and get it.
You mentioned Eddie Jackson as being part of the group of players competing for kick and punt returns this week. Is that something he's itching to do at this point still in his career, or would he rather just play safety?
Yeah, you probably have to ask Eddie that, but I know every time we do drill work, he's back there running down as a gunner trying to help the young guys, or he's back there catching them himself. You know, so he does a lot of work that people don't see outside of defense to help young guys, and I think he's a tremendous leader, and I think he's having a really good season. He's a good, really good guy to have here. I really have enjoyed coaching Eddie.
Follow up to that. After we spoke to Richard Hightower, and this was, I guess it was today's Saturday. Was that yesterday? I don't remember. The days are so messed up.
Today's Saturday. It's Saturday suckage, Mark.
God, yeah, it was yesterday. So anyway, usually that's on a Thursday. That's why I'm all, this whole week
right.
I've been off a day for real. But anyway, Richard Hightower says that, and then he challenges me to ask Eddie Jackson. So I marched into the locker room after the coordinators were done, and I went right up to Eddie Jackson. Unfortunately, I had the recorder off, and I said, hey, are you still into returning kicks, and or you just want to focus? And before I even got the question out, he was like, most def. He's like, he lit up, and he was smiling. He's like, I always want the ball in my hands. So I don't think it's going to happen, but I'll tell you what, I was pushing the narrative.
Bears win!
for Eddie Jackson. You know, we'll see who it is.
What was that?
I don't even know. What that was, a Sean Sears
that was,
special.
That was Eddie Jackson yelling with Grody on field that the Bears won.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I remember. Yeah, that was last year when everybody was on his case. I was there. You weren't. I was there. You weren't. But I talking to Eddie, and you'd had some. He was getting criticized for the tackling, and he kind of did the "how you like me now" thing.
I was there.
Bears.
Well, I would not put my starting safety back there.
I mean, at this point, I just want
someone who can catch the ball.
Yeah, I can't really argue with people who say that. I mean, that is the right thing to say. You don't want to hurt your safety and all of that stuff. I love it when we say that, Steve, and I guess I'm coming after you here too. In this season where the Bears are 2-4 and we know that they're not going to be good this year, people are out to protect the precious players on the team, which is nice, but I guess safety first, I guess. Bears.
Well, safety last as a punt returner, safety first in that case. I just don't want I find somebody else who just show me a guy who can catch the ball. I mean, it's a perfect home games, especially home night games, are perfect for Velus Jones to take every punt in practice and then never see it in a game. Just get someone who can catch the ball. But that's the only way.
Put Velus on the practice squad, essentially.
Well, you know what I want? You know what they should do? Uh-huh. Remember how they kept sending kickers down to Soldier Field to kick there, to kick on the turf? They should send the punt returners down there.
Oh, that is
send
so good.
Send this guy down there during the day, during the week, at night. And just let him deal with the vagaries of the wind at Soldier Field practice and practice and practice, because that's the way he's going to get better. The guy you need to pass it along to them, the Eberflus guy and Richard Hightower. If he loves to talk, have him talk to me.
No, that's a good idea. You're right. If there are issues this week, if Dante Pettis has troubles, oops, did I just say who's returning kicks and punts? No, That's just my guess. So we'll see if after that, if there are issues, then maybe there is another level that they have to go here. You know, and you don't like to have to be talking about this. What are we on to, the seventh game of the season? And
yep.
Yeah, the Bears have not really had a kicked returner this year. You know, the Treston Ebner thing, he was okay, but obviously he didn't dazzle. He didn't really prove to the Bears that they're completely comfortable with him back there. They had Amir Smith-Marset return, you know, a couple of kicks as well. So, and then Velus. So this is – it'll be interesting to see how they handle this the rest of the year. Anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, on to the defensive coordinator, because we have talked to Luke Getsy, Richard Hightower, and what I was curious about with Alan Williams and is Robert Quinn. Because Robert Quinn, while when I see him, it doesn't look like he's like slowed down or anything like that, but he is certainly not getting to the quarterback. So let's hear what Alan Williams has to say about Robert Quinn.
Not press. I hate to say this, but not listen to the media, not read the clippings, not listen to outside influences. Look at the tape and see us to look at it and see, hey, you know, why aren't you? And then when you start to press and start to create sacks or production as a whole, it could be interceptions, it could be tackles, whatever that is. I think in football, if you do your job, they'll come to you. If you do it fast, if you do it hard, if you're attention to the details, they'll come, and they usually come in bunches. I would say for him, and you know, we've talked about this, don't press. It'll come to you. He's a good enough player that they'll come.
I talked to Quinn too, and he didn't really have any rhyme or reason. I mean, he's such a veteran that he kind of just had that, I've been through these dry spells, enjoy it when it's good, figure it out when things are bad. And he, you know, I said, are you being covered any differently? And he said, you know, yes, he is getting a lot of attention, you know, relative to the rest of the team. He's getting the most attention, but he's had this attention before, so he's going to have to work out of it.
I know he goes through these dry spells. They last entire seasons.
Yeah, I mean, that's the hope, is that this is not an off year for him. Yeah, I mean, he's had that every other year thing, and he was dominant last season. So my guess is he's going to have a couple of games where he's going to have flurries still, where there's going to be, you know, he's going to have a 2-sack game or whatever the case may be. So I do think he'll start to get the numbers up. And, you know, I pay very close attention to veteran players, and, you know, from the sideline watching these games, is there a step lost? Do they look tired? And I'm just not seeing that with Quinn.
No, I hope other teams aren't either. A 2-sack game would improve his trade value, I suspect.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be traded. I talked to him about that, too. I thought that was interesting. You know, he's at the point where he likes it in Chicago. He's comfortable here. Doesn't want to be traded, but he also says, you know, hey, if it happens, it happens. It's a business, all that stuff. But, well, yeah, he told me he doesn't want to be traded.
Well, he should be. I just think he's something. Whatever they can get for him, it's more than whatever they can get for him will only help when if there's a threat of them ever becoming good again, it's going to be after he's gone. And whatever for him can help you get personnel in here to evaluate that.
Yeah, and Poles is looking at all this stuff, like all the fun stuff that we like to talk about with trade rooms. I promise you, he has examined all of that closely. Who knows? He might pull the trigger on that because he knows what's up. He knows this is a rebuild, and he knows that, you know, maybe trading one of those guys or making a statement can be the bounce that this team needs in the future, not now. And nothing's going to help them in terms of players they're going to get this year. But, you know, so I think that would probably be something that they'll be thinking about for sure.
Well, he made a lot of trades on draft day, and that can be sometimes a different animal than the, you know, the trade deadline, where you have sometimes a lot of time to think about it. Teams have a more choices than what's going on draft day, and other times it can feel like the same way. So I don't know. And Keel Harry is a guy who might play this week, is that a trade we evaluate Ryan Poles on? The guy got hurt. That's a bad break. I don't know what he knows. He certainly seems like a guy who should help this quarterback, but we haven't seen him. I don't know how much did he practice. There's nothing on the injury report. So conceivably he practiced all week, right?
Let's hear what N'Keal Harry had to say, Steve. Your timing is perfect. Sean?
I'm excited. I'm trying not to get too caught up in it being the Patriots and it being my former team. I'm obviously excited. I'm excited to see some of my guys pregame. You know, I went through a lot with some of those guys that came into my class with me. So I'm excited to see them, but I'm just excited to get out there finally.
What kind of a difference do you think you're making
for
this offense?
You know, I've said it before. I just feel like I bring a big presence of physicality. You know, I can help with the run game. I can help with downfield threat. So, you know, I'm just excited to do my role and do my part.
After being out for a while, how ready do you feel that you're able to go in and make an impact?
I feel ready. You know, I'm excited. My body has healed the right way. You know, I've got a chance to, like I said, get my feet up under me in this offense. So, you know, I'm feeling pretty comfortable, and I'm excited to go.
Yes, and that was the open bar portion of the locker room. Didn't it sound like the lounge before everybody goes into the big events?
Yeah, that was Kenny's Irish Pub. That's where Mark Rohde and Gabriel Maroos will be on Tuesday from 6 to 9 out in Countryside. Yeah, that's what it'll be like. Yeah,
open locker room is back. I should point this out. This is a good spot to do it. It's a really good Bears locker room. They're not going to be good this year. For whatever it's worth, I'm not going to dwell on this, and I may never mention it again because I know fans don't really care that much. It's a really good locker room. It's a really good group of guys in there. So just for FWIW.
I think it does matter for fans. I do, because it and here's why I think it matters, whether they connect the dots or not. But the more access, the more players, the more transparency that there is, the better it is for the fan. You get a greater understanding. You're in there, you're a reporter, you're working for the score, you're bringing sound interviews, questions, and you're bringing answers, whatever the players want to fob off as answers, and some want to be very honest with their answers. And that gives fans a sense of being there. So I do think it matters, whether they think it matters to them or not. It's more than just what are they, how do they play on Sunday? Do they win or they lose? But it gives you a sense of the kind of people you're watching, or even not, maybe you don't care about the kind of people. Maybe it's just, these are the kind of players. This is what they're saying and thinking, and fans can make up their minds or maybe have more. There's nothing wrong with more information, and you provide it.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's important. It really is. And this is, again, it's almost novel for us again after 2+ years of not getting into a locker room. We're back in this year, and it's the they didn't change anything. You know, God bless media relations. They were still getting the full time in there. They haven't dumbed it down any. And like I said, the players have been very accommodating. So that's good. And you're right, because there have been Chicago sports teams through the years that the media will tell you that this is not a great group. Like this past White Sox team, they have gotten that tag of being an unlikable team. The 2004 Chicago Cubs, they were dubbed unlikable. So, I think that people take this seriously, and they're so into their players, they like to know. So, yes, for FWIW, it's a good group of guys. And N'Keal Harry should I couldn't get him to say. I mean, I didn't play it in there, but I said, I know you can't tell us how many snaps you're going to get, how big of a part of the offense you're going to be, but I said, you are playing, right? And N'Keal looked at me and just kind of gave me the shrug. He said, hey, that's not my job. I don't get to decide that. Yeah. He's going to play, but how much he's going to play, probably not much.
Who might be throwing to him?
What do you mean?
We got one more cut and one more hurt, don't we?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was trying to do the slick radio segue.
That was
segue
so good,
thing.
And I just blew it. I thought maybe there was some news. I was like, wait a minute.
No, you would have the news.
Peterman? I don't know.
God, no.
Yeah, so this was what I thought was the best of Justin Fields, and I believe the beginning of this is I asked him if he appreciated the fact, or if it was good for him, that after the Washington game he was able to air some frustrations.
I mean, I have the same frustration after every loss. It's like, I don't like losing. I've told you guys that multiple times. So, yeah, it's just, you know, seeing where you could get better, seeing where you can improve, and, yeah, watching the film, of course, is going to hurt. So, you know, just seeing where you can get better at, seeing, you know, what I can do better, you know, just trying to get better each and every day. I haven't reached, you know, my full potential in any aspect of the game of quarterback play. So, you know, just continue to get better.
What's your self-assessment at this point in the season?
That I can play better. And, I mean, I'm always going to be like that. So, like I said, I'm a perfectionist, but, you know, it's hard to be perfect. So, like I said, I can get better at, you know, everything.
I like that last part. I did. I like that he – and we know that. He knows that. But just to kind of have that humility to say that he has not reached his potential in every single aspect. So you're not crazy if you're watching and you're like, I think he could be a little bit – he knows it. He feels it. He said it. And he's earnest in trying to make it better.
Okay. All right. He'll get, Jay was saying, he'll get a real education. That goes for Getsy and Eberflus. They'll get an education going into Bill Belichick's den of cheating and iniquity on Monday night. And then yeah. Jay thought it was a great thing. You're going to be a lot smarter about football when you come out of that. But you're going to be smarter.
He played for Belly, right?
In Cleveland? Jay? In Cleveland? He would have had to be Cleveland.
At some point in time, I thought he crossed paths with him in Cleveland or something like that, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. We'll ask Jay what manner of cheating will be when we find out. We will let you know.
You can't beat the cheats, you know?
Yeah. So. All right. I know you got to go, Mark. I'm really glad you could join it, make it fit us in.
Going to the hall. I'm going to Hal's Hall, so follow me on Twitter at Mark Rohde Sports. I'll be out there. If there's anything, any last little bits of information today, I will have it for you live at Hal's Hall.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate
it, buddy. See you, Steve.
Mark Rohde, he will be reporting for the Score, and then on the sidelines for WBBM 780 AM with Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer and Bears Patriots Monday night show that starts at 4:20. Beloved by the Wake and Bake Club. Oh, there's WB Club news out of Florida. This is the thing. I was thrilled when I saw this. And if you're a Bears fan, you may want to go to Florida. You may need to bring this to Illinois. We'll talk about that and other things and update the web poll. Oh my God, people are voting. Sean, people are voting.
We've got votes, man.
We got votes. Look at that. You'll have to tell us what you are. We allowed to say the way people are leaning or no?
Yeah, let the public know where people are heading towards.
All right, we'll update all that. I'm Steve Rosenblum of Saturday Suckage. We suck so you don't have to, but go to this Twitter, the 670 The Score Twitter feed, because we're asking Cub fans which sucks more in the NLCS. Schwarber hitting home runs, Darvish looking like an ace. Or don't care, in case you're in the Jay Cutler club. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
It sucks, and it freebases.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
On the road again.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. Just can't wait to get
on the road again. Welcome and welcome back. Steve Rosenblum. Saturday Suckage. Does this have anything to do with that 219 text, Sean?
It might.
Do you understand it? I do not.
I think it's Wayne from Lafayette. It sounds like Toby Keith is going to be reuniting with Willie Nelson again to do something on Monday Night Football.
Okay, that's great, but I can't believe either of them would say I'd never smoke weed with Willie again.
It's hard not to smoke weed with him, right?
Right. I don't. Okay.
I'll do some digging for you.
Part of the Wake and Bake Club, Carter. Part of what you get here, and here is this. This comes from The Hill, thehill.com, the website. And boy, was this ever a Florida man headline that is becomes Florida business. Gas station chain to sell marijuana at 10 Florida locations. International convenience store chain Circle K will team up with marijuana company Green Thumb Industries to sell cannabis at gas stations in Florida next year. Hello, Wake and Bake Club members in Florida. Green Thumb, a national cannabis company that owns dispensaries selling marijuana products under the name Rise Dispensaries. You've seen those around here. Said the rollout will start with 10 select locations 2023 before potentially expanding in the future. So the setup, see, Florida only has medical marijuana approved there. And you probably get a medical marijuana card in a vending machine there. It's not been legislatively approved recreationally or not been voter approved. But they can rent space into Circle K. So Circle K, which I guess now stands for Kush, will allow in-store services from Green Thumb or Rise Express. That's what they'll be called, Rise Express. And you can, at these 10 stores, you'll be able to get flowers, pre-rolls, gummies, and vapes, according to Green Thumb. And I can't believe Florida does not have, I mean, the Banana Republic of Florida doesn't have legalized pot. For everything else that goes wrong or goes right, everything else that goes on in that state, it's legal, medicinal use, not recreationally in Florida. But they'll have the Circle K. They'll be renting space in 10 Circle Ks and selling you one for the road, on the road again. There you go.
In the world, man.
Yeah. And I would think, I don't know where they, if they still exist, but I would think this would have been a perfect business marriage for the Flying J.
There you go. It's in the name, man.
See? Now, Circle K might stand for Kush, but the Flying J seems to be the perfect business partner for Green Thumb or the Rise Express. And Green Thumb facilities, the cannabis will be grown at a Green Thumb facility in Ocala, Florida. And there you go. That's what's going to be going on. So if you're on the road in Florida, that'll be a story. That's the WB Club news for the day. Thanks for joining us. So we should come back with a White Sox web poll too. The Cubs, we're encouraging you to vote at our Saturday Suckage web poll question, 670 the score on Twitter. And the Cubs web poll question is, what sucks more while watching the NLCS? Schwarber hitting home runs, Darvish looking like an ace, or don't care? And people have been voting. And we'll come back with a White Sox question and a White Sox poll. Sean's going to do all this. But before we go, Sean, I want you to, before we go to break, at 1 o'clock, we'll talk Bulls with Casey Johnson. I want one more spin, or yet another spin, of the Wheel of Ditka.
When and why do you think you became the competitor that you are?
Well, I don't know. There's rumors that I stole some rattles at age 2 weeks, but I'm not sure.
What was that?
He told reporters that apparently he got his competitive spirit 2 weeks out of the womb by stealing rattles. Some of these pressers, man, were just incredible. I couldn't believe they were televised, let alone like he was saying it.
Yeah, there we go. All right, that's the Wheel of Ditka. Coach turned 83 this week. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's Saturday Suckage on
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
So here we go into the bottom of the ninth inning of Game 4. The White Sox proud manager, Ozzie Guillen, 41 years old. Venezuela, part of that shortstop pipeline from Venezuela to the big leagues. Names like Chico Carrasquel, who passed away this year, and a dear friend and inspiration to Ozzie Guillen. Luis Aparicio, Davey Concepcion, Guillen and Vizquel. And now as a 41-year-old manager, Ozzie Guillen has tapped Jenks on the right shoulder. Said, go finish it. Tying run at second, two out. Palmeiro over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws, out! And the White Sox have won the World Series. Juan Uribe with a play, charging it, throwing it, and the White Sox celebrate their first title in 88 years.
Joe Buck on Fox. Why do we do that? Well, it's the only one in 88 years. That was the first time in 88 years. Now we know the White Sox are going back to that manager. Well, they're going to talk to him. They're looking for a manager. It all comes back to Ozzie Guillen. Today is the anniversary of Game 1 of that World Series. Game 1. For those of you lucky enough to have been in New Comiskey Field, whatever it was called at the time, a wet night, and Chad Qualls throws a pitch, comes out of the bullpen, throws a pitch to Paul Konerko, and this happens.
Bases loaded, two out with Konerko on, and he rips one in the left. Konerko, grand slam! First pitch from Qualls, goodbye. Bedlam in Chicago.
That was, the place was shaking. It felt like there was an earthquake. I've never been there when I'd felt like that. I was there. Sound like less now. But when Bo Jackson homered in the game against Seattle and they clinched the 93 division, I mean, it was spectacular. Nothing felt like Konerko's grand slam.
I was that there.
Yeah. And then Scotty Pods, of all people, hit that, and there you go. So we wanted that Game 1 of the World Series in 2005, the anniversary is today, and here we are back talking about Ozzie Guillen as a potential White Sox manager, and anybody else, they, you know, whatever your name here, you could be the manager too. And that's what the word is. They're going to talk to him. They're going to talk to a bunch of people. Bruce Bochy is not in play. He signed with Texas. I have no idea what the White Sox are going to do. They sound dysfunctional. There's no Sox fest. They'll tell you what you need to know when you need to know it, and God knows what they're going to do. Why would you talk to a guy who's never managed when you have a team in your window? Talk to someone who's managed. And yet, Joe Maddon was on the station and said, no one's talked to him. What GMs want, what owners want, who knows? You got the chairman picking his manager. That was an embarrassment. And then you had Ricky Renteria. That guy was in control, the general manager control. That's what they want. The general managers want control now. And who's going to control Ozzie?
Yeah, that's my question, right?
And yet he won. And yet he won. He's the only manager who won. So I don't know what's going to go on. We wanted to play that for you. And the NLCS is going on. And the NLCS has been great drama. Very entertaining series, despite the way the Phillies play defense, which should give hope to the White Sox because they suck at defense. And apparently nobody in the organization cares because they've never done anything about it, not even that Hall of Failure baseball person. So, look, you too can play crappy defense like the Phillies, and you can go to the NLCS or you can go to the championship series. But we didn't want – we have the Cubs web poll at 670 The Score, the Twitter feed, 670 The Score. You can go there and vote. Which sucks more? Saturday Suckage wants to know. Schwarber hitting home runs or Darvish looking like an ace? So now we want to include White Sox fans. We want you to have your own NLCS question from Saturday Suckage. So Sean's going to make this. Which sucks more? The Sox soiling the bed in the Machado free agency or the Sox soiling the bed in the Bryce Harper free agency? So you'll be able to vote on that at 670 the score. And was there something else I wanted to do here? Do you remember that? Is it? No?
I don't think so. We do have some more Wheel of Ditka if you'd like.
We'll get to the Wheel of Ditka. I just want to make sure I covered everything. I do know the score, this broadcasting bonanza is available to fans. Gabe Ramirez and Mark Grody. You can join them for the Miller Lite Top Draft Tuesday. They'll be at Kenny's Irish Pub, 917 West 55th Street in Countryside from 6 to 9 p.m. That's Tuesday, day after the Bears play the Patriots. While you're enjoying the broadcast, register to win future Bears tickets and other prizes brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. I know what I wanted to bring up. The last segment is we, with the Wake and Bake Club, about the Circle K selling pot. And Wayne in Lafayette, there is apparently Toby Keith wrote a song, I'll Never Smoke Weed with Willie Again. That's the name of the song. Sample lyrics. Lord, I could just not wait to find out for myself. Well, don't knock it till you've tried it. And I've tried it, my friend. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. So we have verified those lyrics. It sounds like Toby Keith, Willie Nelson. Well, Willie Nelson's already our Hall of Fame. He's a member of the Wake and Bake Club Hall of Fame. Toby Keith just earned his way in. So I did want to follow up on that. And top of the hour, talk to Casey Johnson. The Bulls, right here on this very station, 670 the score. The Bulls will open their home season at 4 o'clock on this very station. Dan Bernstein will head up a special pregame show. Zach LaVine will be back. Dan Bernstein will be there. It will be from the United Center. The Bears, Bulls come off a win in Miami, a loss last night in Washington. And we will talk to Casey Johnson about this team this year, this early. So we'll take a break and we will do that. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.